everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Karin Rayson, the host of the Wellbeing Project. Now, the Wellbeing Project is a new name for our show. It was previously known as Your Mental Health, but we want to focus on the impact of our personal and professional life on our well-being. So we're going to include a lot of things around positivity and how you can live your best life. Today, I have Shay with us. Shay is a second stewardess and has been working in the industry for 6 years now. Welcome, Shay.
Hi, Karin. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very, very, feel honored to be here. Thank you.
Aww, my pleasure. And I'm so excited to get into this conversation today. And this is all about finding your why, your passion, and your purpose. Because in life, I feel like, work needs to be meaningful because we spend so much time at work and we mustn't forget about what our purpose is. And purpose, everyone throws that word out there, purpose, but it's understanding what purpose really means to you. And so often it's connected to values. So what brings you joy and excitement and really helps you show up as your best self? Now, you have a passion project on the side as well as working as a second stewardess. So can you tell me a little bit about this passion project and how it came into fruition?
Yeah, so obviously I joined yachting right after my partner, who is now my fiance, he was my boyfriend back then, but he kind of like led me into yachting right after school. I've always been more creative than I was academic, and I've kind of like, my parents have allowed me to flow more into that, which I'm very grateful for, being the only child especially. They allowed me to spread my wings quite early, which I'm grateful for. But yeah, we joined yachting together, or a little bit after each other. And I don't know, we've always just both been, we enjoy yachting and all that kind of stuff. But I'll be honest, my main passion is being, my dream is like to be a Hollywood actress. Quite early on, I realized there was quite a couple of obstacles in the way of that. But I kind of just flowed more in the creativity direction, and for us to be in yachting together, we kind of kept thinking, but there's more to this. Like, I think a lot of people or a lot of girls who have partners in the industry feel kind of similar, but it's always like, he spends so much money in the yachting industry to be here, his courses cost so much and stuff. So I still have more passions of my own, and we started looking at buying a van together a couple years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and we've just never seen the, gotten to the point where we bit the bullet, and just a couple of months ago, we kind of found a very good deal on a school bus, and we just went for it, and now it's actually become, we never saw the opportunity that we have right now with the school bus, and now that we are this far in, there's just, oh my gosh, there's so many opportunities of what we can do and possibilities of where we can go. So it's actually also flowed into my love for charity. And I'll share a little bit behind the meaning of the name of the bus. So we've got an Instagram channel called Our Bus Olive. And the reason why we call it Olive is mainly because her odometer doesn't work anymore. So we have no idea how many miles she's got on her. And she's over 30 years old. So we were oh, this is quite a mystery. And then we landed on the name Olive because she's already an olive green color. Then we went, I'm a Christian. So for me, an olive branch means peace and stuff. So I had this dream in my heart of what we want to do with the bus. So we're planning on getting the bus built, traveling with her and stuff. And when we're on board on a yacht, we'll rent the bus out or Airbnb it. And our only requirement for when you rent a bus is to, or when you hire her, is to do something charitable while you have the bus in your possession.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That is awesome. I love that idea. So how does it exactly, so is it an Airbnb almost?
Yeah, so we haven't actually explored exactly how it will work. We just know that people have done it in the past. With either finding a service that you can rent out the bus, or you can actually find a property that you can just Airbnb it, so it'll be a stationary little home, or you can have people that actually rent it and travel around with it. And then whenever we get off of our yacht or on holiday, we can just meet the bus wherever she is and carry on from there.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So in terms of the evolution of this idea and incorporating your value of charity and giving back, what excites you about this project? And, you know, what, when we talk about passion and purpose, what is the bigger why for doing what you're doing?
Well, first and foremost, for me, my biggest why is being of service to others. And obviously, I found that within yachting. I mean, we're of service to others all the time, no matter what we're doing. And I think just for me, like being young, like I'm the only child, so I've always like looked after people's children. I've always au paired. When I left South Africa originally, I went to Ohio and I au paired for a family for about a year and a half. I have this deep yearning inside of me to just be of service to others and caring. And mostly for those that I need. And that's how it leads into charity for me. And I'll share a little bit more insight with you. Like, it's a big plan. It hasn't come to fruition just yet, but my biggest idea is three charities together, which would be, or one charity, but three areas of it, which would be like a trinity. Orphanages, shelters, and old age homes, bringing those three together. And I think with that dream in my heart, the biggest thing is just helping where I can. And if I'm able to help and serve, then I'd like to include the rest of us. And I feel like in the yachting community, I've already found this, especially even just on Instagram, there's a lot of want and need for serving, not just within the industry, but also outside. I mean, you can see beach cleanups all throughout, you know, the Mediterranean and in the Caribbean. Like, people are already of service. And if we can bring even more to that, like, why not? Why not open up the doors to, you know, bringing in more into the bigger picture?
That's amazing. That's so beautiful. So well said. And I think that's so important to have the self-awareness around what is important to you and how you can channel that in a creative way, whether it is starting a business or doing beach cleanups, you know, really having a fundamental understanding of how you want to serve, because I feel that through service, we can find fulfillment. Getting a paycheck just for doing a job, honestly, it's not enough. Like, you feel like you want to do something more. And I found that in yachting, especially with the wastage of food, like, that really bothered me. We had flying into the Maldives, and I'm pretty sure we had a seaplane coming with fresh produce from the south of France, and then I believe South America. I don't know how, but apparently I think a fish came from South America, which could be with yachting. You just never know. And then they didn't catch. And I was like, oh my God, all this food, like, this is terrible. The starving kids in Africa, and just so hard to see. And I was like, imagine what we could do with all of this. And then it's thinking about what's important to me. And it was helping others. That's important to me. And then I was more conscious of it. So then I was looking at how could I help others in my line of work. And yeah, so what would you what would you suggest to people who are perhaps really lost and confused and feel stuck? They might not necessarily be that happy in yachting. How would you help them discover what their values are, or how to discover their bigger why?
You know, if I'm honest with you, I would, and this is the way that it was for me, like, I try to put so much value within my position being on board and in yachting and all that kind of stuff. And then I got this close to being where exactly I wanted to be, and I realized that it's the complete opposite of what I wanted to be or where I wanted to be. And I think that we, as yachties, put so much, I mean, obviously, because we, you know, you search so hard for a job and all that kind of stuff, but if you kind of look at yachting as like a stepping stone, like, there's so many opportunities that can flow from yachting. And I mean, yachting is an incredible industry. You travel, you meet people, all that kind of stuff, but it's not the be-all, you know, it's not everything. And if you just root back down into it, and it takes a lot of inner work as well. It's not necessarily that you're just going to find it all of a sudden and just go for it, but it is, and that's what I've been doing it myself as well. It's a lot of inner work and just finding you know, where it all comes from. Like, what do you find yourself thinking about when you can't sleep at night? Like, what is it that keeps you from pushing through another day of work? Like, what is it that you keep, you know, if you're busy at work, what is it that you're constantly thinking of? What is it that you wish that you, oh my gosh, like I should have done that, or oh my gosh, like I, you know, I wish I was like traveling. I mean, for me, it was like, I wish I was traveling in a bus right now, just, you know, because I saw people do it. I saw videos of it and I was like, oh my gosh, like me and Gordon, we'd be like, oh, this is a long charter or something. And we'd be like, can you imagine if we were just like at Lake Minnetonka in Minnesota right now? We open up the back doors of the bus and we've got a cup of coffee. Like, oh my gosh, that became our, like, we pushed for that. And I mean, we're closer to that now, but I think if you just root down, you already have it within yourself. If you just root down and you just search a bit deeper, not necessarily just looking for it on the surface, but it's already within you. And I think if you just honor the values and stuff and honor the passions that you have within you, not necessarily just putting it through the boot because you're currently in yachting, which is what I think a lot of people do, and then you end up being in yachting when you're like 50 and you're sad and not happy with, you know, you don't want to regret it. And I know that a lot of people feel this way already, but I've seen so many people leave yachting for their passion, and then you can always come back when you need something, or, you know, a lot of people come back to yachting just to get like a little bit more money to like fuel the business that actually has their passion and stuff. And I mean, that's exactly what you can do as well. But I think ultimately just rooting within yourself and not looking past what you already have within, and not putting the things that keep you up at night, the little dream that you still have within that you think is not going to happen, like put more time and effort into that. And it'll slowly start building into this vision that you can work towards with your purpose.
Absolutely. And being both of us South African, and Nelson Mandela's wonderful quote about nothing is impossible until it's done. And I believe in that. And that's what you're saying, is like, dream big and it's not impossible. If you put your mind and heart to it, it can manifest, it can happen. And that was my aha moment on board. I'm like, these wealthy people can do it. I can do it too. Like, I can live my dream life. Like, why can't I? And so I was like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it. So then,
and you did.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going to happen. I just knew I need to get from A to B. But that journey from A to B, I was open to being curious and seeing, you know, the journey that it was going to take me, because that's life. We can't expect it to be just linear. I think growth comes through exploring and adventure and that deep inner work that you were talking about. But I would suggest to people to start now, like take that time out and look.
I agree.
Because in yachting, we're constantly doing for others and we neglect our own needs and our own heart desires. So it's really important, as you said, to think about even your pain points, like what is it that's bothering you right now? And I know for me, with my last job when I was working in the prison, I found myself in tears every other day. And it was because there was injustice. I cannot handle people being treated unfairly. And I wasn't getting the support that I need, and it was making me feel really, really down. And as a result, I was honest with my values and I was like, right, I can't be here anymore because I'm not being true to what's important to me, and that is fairness and justice to human beings. And so I left, and then that's when the crew coach started to evolve, and I'm so fortunate for that.
But isn't it incredible also, as like when you kind of made that decision that you made, like the conscious decision to like, no, this is not serving me anymore. I know that I'm destined for better than this, and you know, like I want to work towards something else. Like the universe is like, okay, I'm going to reward you for that, like in a certain way. Like, okay, here you go. This is what you know, like this is what you're capable of. And I mean, it's already there. Like we all have it within us. It's literally just breaking through the shell and like allowing yourself to be that version of yourself.
Absolutely. And something that you need to be mindful of is your fear-based thoughts, because that's what's going to keep you stuck. Like if you think,
oh yeah,
I'm not good enough, it's going to fail, what's the point, all of that, those are perceived worries or threats that haven't even happened yet. They do not exist. They don't exist.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. I'll be honest with you. So I started working with, you know her as well, Chelsea Haynes. I started working with her as my coach for like quite a couple of months now. And like, yeah, like what I found with her as well, it's literally like, you know, the work that you put in is, you know, like it's already within us. It's all already within us. We just need to like work through it. And, you know, it's not all, you know, you can search for whatever you want without like outside of yourself, but it's already, you have the magic within you. You just need to unlock it.
Yes, exactly right. And it's so funny when you say unlock, because we just did a challenge in December, unlock your career potential. And
oh, wow.
That's what it's about. It's like working with coaches to give you the key to help you unlock with what's in yourself and share that with the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, exactly. No, definitely. It makes such a big difference.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Shay. And I wish you all the best with your project. And I'll certainly be following you. And I can't wait. I'm so excited about the charitable part. I want to see what people do. And I hope you get your clients or customers to share. They have to do a post of what they've done.
So
that experience. So how do people find you? Where would be the best place?
Well, currently I'm running two Instagrams. The one is for the bus, which me and Gordon are doing together, which is our.bus.olive on Instagram. And then I have my own personal account that I'm currently working on, which is called One The Last Thing Shay, which resonates with me very deeply.
Oh, beautiful, Shay. Well, thank you so much for your time and looking forward to following your journey.
Thank you so much, Kareen.
I hope that you all enjoyed the interview, and I have no doubt that you have taken away something big or small that you can apply in your own life. Now, as I mentioned in the interview, in December, we did a challenge called Unlock Your Career Potential. We had a full house of students, crew who engaged in the challenge and had many aha moments and have changed their way of life in terms of their career as a result of the challenge. We now are launching our course, Discover Your Career Potential, on the 22nd of February. This is where we'll be digging deep and giving you the key to unlock your career potential through discovering your strengths, your skills, your why, your purpose, so that you can live a life of your dreams. So if you're interested in learning more about the program, head over to the Instagram page, the_crew_coach, where you can find an abundance of information, tips, as well as contact me directly through a DM to find out more. Okay, guys, take care. Bye.